Welcome back to In-Depth. PSA program here on Lotus Radio is bright and early on a Sunday morning. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. They have not gotten rid of me yet. And wonderful guests for my second and last interview. Emily Williams, Executive Director of Community Health Alliance, and Afton Neufeld, who does marketing and PR for Community Health Alliance, talking about Wine and Ribs Fundraiser. How are you both?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ian.
Oh, yeah, you're very, very welcome. And let's start off with Emily. You are intimately involved with this event and the organization as a whole.
That's right. Well, my primary job is to raise funds for Community Health Alliance. And folks may know us as the Hawk Clinic from a long time ago, but we've morphed and we have six health centers that really provide primary health care, dental health care, behavioral health care for people in need in our community.
Oh, wonderful. And so six different clinics, you said?
There are. There's two right on Wells Avenue, one on Neil Road, one up in Sun Valley. And then we do have one in Sparks, as well as we help the homeless right downtown on Record Street.
Oh, that's wonderful. So how long have you been a part of this organization, actually?
So I have only been here about a year, as has Afton.
Okay. Cool. And how are you, I guess, enjoying it? How does it feel? I mean, it must feel good doing what you do.
You know, when you can wake up every morning and know that you're trying to help people and raise their level of health and wellness, it just feels very good.
Wonderful. And Afton, let's get your thoughts on this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love working for Community Health Alliance. It's in the name. We're here for the community. So I have a background in nonprofit. So having the privilege of being a part of Community Health Alliance makes every day exciting and new. And those long nights, definitely worth it, because you know what you're doing is for such a great cause. And for the benefit of the community as a whole, health is such a foundation in so many people's lives. So if we can just raise the bar as far as the health services that we offer in our community, especially for those who are underserved, we just believe that we can make the community better as a whole.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and we have a lot of different partnerships across the community, countless different partnerships that we do, including some with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, where we get bridging food insecurity, and a lot of different health organizations across the Northern Nevada area and Washoe County. And a lot of that is just to make that community collaboration, to really make the community better for everybody.
Very cool. So if we just want to get down to brass tacks as far as basic services, what do you guys provide for people? You mentioned medical, some dental.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific you really just kind of have?
Well, you know, it's really from birth. Our doctors provide pediatric care all the way through geriatrics. You know, we have a lot of older patients. 44% of the people that we serve are children, and they just lack the resources in their family, perhaps. But, you know, our services are for all. No matter what your insurance, you can bring it, because we have providers that will help you with that primary resource. We have women's programs. We make sure that people stay up to date on their testing, and we have partnerships throughout the community so that if we find something that should be looked into further, they can get the diagnostics that they need through those very specialized services.
Okay, very cool. This is what you're trying to raise money to support, is
exactly
all of these wonderful services.
Yes.
Is this your major fundraiser in the year?
Yes, this is our major fundraiser, and it's great because it's our sixth annual, so we have people who are accustomed to coming, but we are seeing a surge in sales this year.
Wonderful.
Thanks to our partnership with the X, but also thanks to Afton. She's getting the word out there through our social media channels. And, you know, what better way to spend an evening in August but with some wine and some ribs?
Are you serious? Yeah. And then the money goes to an amazing cause. So how do you not take advantage of
that?
That's
right.
Exactly.
That's
right. So, hey, let's get down to it with the wine and the ribs. It's, by the way, the event is Saturday, August 19th. I will be there. I'm going to be helping you guys out. If you need any MC duties, I am on hand for that.
Great.
It's going to be 5 p.m. Bartley Ranch at 6000 Bartley Ranch Road. And we're talking about, my gosh, just the vast amount of wine you're going to have access to is insane.
That's right. We work very closely with Whispering Vine in the months up to the event. And so we'll have 26 wineries representative there. And, you know, everything from the VINs to the blushes to the cabs. It'll all be there for people to taste. And then there are wines that are available for purchase.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So even more money coming your way that way.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So how, in your experience, I guess, well, since you guys are kind of new, did you know about the event before you started working at Community
Health Alliance?
I did.
I had the privilege of going in the years past as a guest. And so it helped quite a bit last year. We both arrived about 5 weeks before the event.
Okay.
And jumped right into it and were there to, you know, settle up on the silent auction items, maybe get a few more on the table and work with the entertainers. And so this year, we haven't mentioned, but we have the Reno Jazz Syndicate as our main entertainer, and then they're going to have a special guest, Susan Frankovich.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So that sounds like a good time.
It will.
Okay, cool. And it's actually kind of nice to get your perspective as just a patron of the event. How has it changed that you've experienced it? I mean, has it gotten better and better? Have you noticed more people rolling in?
Yeah, more people rolling in, and probably the breadth of the wines that are offered are quite a bit more expansive.
Okay.
And then this year we're we had been quote unquote forcing people into the amphitheater, and they really were telling us that they wanted to relax in the seated area with the tents and so on. And so they don't have to move this year. The entertainment will come to them.
All right. Well, yeah. Very cool. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
So is there any specific goal for the fundraising? Is there anything you really want to put money towards or that you know about the organization?
You know, our Wells Avenue location that serves the most of our patients needs some renovation.
Okay.
And so this money will go to help toward some very big projects that we want to tackle so that we just have a better face when our patients come in. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll inspire confidence when you walk in and everything's
exactly.
Kind of state of the art.
Yeah.
That's cool. Afton, anything you want to add to that you know about, any further goals in the near future that you want to go for?
Yeah, so like Emily mentioned, we are built on the legacy that Hawk provided, but it's actually we are able to merge between St. Mary's and Healthy Access Washoe County merge. And so we actually have 6 different health centers. And when we're talking about these innovations in our health community, we want to talk about we have a Center for Complex Care that's actually a very innovative model right off of our Wells Avenue that Emily had mentioned that cares for our complex care patients. So we actually have teams of, and it includes the doctor, the behavioral health specialist, and a care coordinator. And they all share office space, and they really surround the patient to make it patient-centered care. And
wow.
So what it does is for those complex care patients, for those patients facing multiple chronic care conditions, we're able to get them on the right medications, on the least amount of medications if possible, and make sure that they're getting all those services that they need and getting coordination, because the healthcare system, it's no secret, can be a little bit complex.
A little bit.
Yeah, and that's why we actually also offer, we have assisters that help get folks signed up for insurance who don't know that might not know that they're eligible for insurance or are confused about the process. So really, we try to be as holistic about that as possible. And that's why we also decided to open up our newest health center location in Sparks. So we have a Sparks Health Center location on 2244 Audie Boulevard.
Okay.
And that actually started because we did some data analysis, and we found that actually quite a few of our patients lived within a 1 mile radius of that location. About 6,000, I believe, of our patients, our current patients, were within a 1 mile radius of that Sparks location.
Okay.
So we decided to open up there because something that faces a lot of our patients is in a barrier to care is lack of access to transportation.
Right.
So a lot of what we do, and that's why you see us at 6 different health centers. We're in Sun Valley. We're on Neal Road. We're off of we're on Wells. We're on Record Street. And we actually just got a dental chair at Record Street, or we just got dental services at our Record Street location, because we want to bring those services to them. That's also why we have an in-house pharmacy. Our in-house Pharmacy is part of a 340B program, so we are able to provide affordable pharmaceuticals to patients who might otherwise have to go without. And we have a couple different pharmaceutical locations, including Record Street, because for our homeless health services, we want to make sure that not only can we get you those health services that you need right there, all the pharmaceuticals that you need to go along with that, especially for that very vulnerable population, the homeless population, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that not only can we send you with those prescriptions, but that we can fill those prescriptions right on the spot. And it's that way at all of our health centers as well. So that's why we try to expand those services as far and wide as we possibly can throughout the Reno Sparks community.
That's fantastic. That's full court press for you guys. You could provide a lot for people, and that's what this money is going to go towards for mm-hmm. if people choose to attend this fundraiser, which I highly encourage. And Wine and Ribs fundraiser, again, is this coming Saturday, August 19th, 5 p.m., Bartley Ranch Park. Got Whispering Vine there. You got ribs, side dishes from Famous Dave's. Silent auction. You mentioned earlier that you were. Are you still accepting silent auction items?
There's always room for a silent auction item. So, you know, it's just a matter of putting out a bid sheet. And, you know, we have some really exciting prizes this year that are more experiential mm-hmm. in nature. We have a wine tour in Marin County, wine and food tour via limo for you and a guest. We have a guided hiking tour through Napa's waterfalls. We have a Grizzly Ranch golf course foursome with golf tips editor. So that's going to be a goer. People are excited about that one.
Cool.
We have, you know, things that people can do in town. So such as tickets to the Reno Chamber Orchestra, the Spirit of the Season Philharmonic performance that will be in December. Then our museums pitched in because we do have a lot of partners in the region, and our nonprofit arena really supports each other. Mm-hmm. So David Walker from the Museum of Art has said that he will give us a backstage tour for the lucky person who bids on that for the museum, plus a very much sought after limited edition of the Lake Tahoe book because they had the exhibit there last year about Lake Tahoe.
Oh, right. They did.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's crazy, crazy good prizes that people could win.
Yes.
So, hey, take advantage of this, people. Get your tickets. And where can they get their tickets, actually?
So, yeah, great question. They can dial us up at 870-4356 and order by phone. You can go on Eventbrite and order the tickets. And then you can go to any of the three Whispering Vine locations.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Very good. And tickets are $60 in advance, $65 at the door. You got dinner, wine, the show, and you got the silent auction. So how can you take advantage of this? Wine and Ribs fundraiser, sixth annual with Community Health Alliance. Emily Williams, Afton Neufeld, I want to thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Ian.
You're welcome.